you hear about the stuff with Baltimore, how they have, like, I mean, this was over the course of 10 years, but apparently it's like $2.3 billion, and they're like, where did it go, bro? And I don't know about Baltimore. Philly, where I, basically here. Dude, they got the Obama promise zone. They got, like, I think it was either hundreds of millions or a billion. They got a lot of money from the federal government. Dude, if you look around Mantua and West Philly, it's like, I mean, if someone gave someone $1 billion and was like, where is it, dude? Well, you don't have any, like, humongous buildings or,
some
like,
new murals. Those okay. Some expensive murals, dude.
Okay, you're
There's
talking.
Nice murals out here.
Dude, where did it go? That's a point where it's like, yeah, that's a real problem, dude.
Yeah.
Because, again, I've tasted people who work around government money.
You want to know how fucking propagandized my dad is?
What'd he do?
I was like, Phil, I got a show down in Baltimore. He's like, place is a shithole. And I'm like, are you saying that right now because Trump said it? He's like, Shane, let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
Baltimore is a dump, okay? I'm like, yeah, I know. We agree. It is shitty. But would you say that you're bringing that up right now because Trump just said that? And he's like, Shane, I'm not nothing to do with that. It's got nothing to do with
it. That must have pissed him off so bad.
Never, ever admit. It's so fun. Dude, trying to argue with my dad, he just instantly changes the subject. He's a good arguer as far as very slippery. I'll be like, yes or no? Would you say, simple yes or no answer, would you say that you are saying Baltimore's a shithole because Trump just said that? Yes or no? Only yes or no.
No. Shane, let me tell you something.
Like, he just will not answer.
He's basically a dude on the stage.
He's unbelievable.
Again, I asked you if you were support a 70% tax rate. Like, I'll tell you what. I think rich people need to pay money.
It's
and,
like, no. Just answer the question yes or no.
Not having it. Shane. Dude.
What are you doing?
Calling someone, oh, really? Is that his new thing now?
Yeah, he caught me. I told him I smoked dope. So
yeah, you told him you're smoking a blunt.
I told him I smoked a blunt. This was before that, though.
So really?
This was, yeah.
We got to get the geezers on weed in this country. I really think the geezers need to be on weed in this country, dude. Just a little bit, dude. Remember the first time I got high and watched the news? I was like 19. And I think my brother put the news on. I was stoned and I watched it and went like, well, this reminds me of the Homeroom Show. And I was like, oh, man, dude.
Channel 1?
Yeah, exactly.
Anderson Cooper, dude. He was on Channel 1.
Was he really?
He was a Channel 1 boy.
Coop was on the Homeroom Show?
Anderson Coop started on the Homeroom Show.
Shit,
bro. Now he's gay.
Yeah, for sure. Well, no, CIA turned him gay.
Yeah, CIA made it. They were like, how can we make you perfect? You're too white.
Obviously, yeah.
Say I'm gay.
Dye your hair gray. He's like, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's one of the.
Well, it's everybody's. It's like geezers watch the news like they're watching this like a sports a game. Like this is my team. I'm the home team.
True.
The away team's evil.
It's kind of nice though.
Yeah, it's funny, dude. I would watch. My dad would watch like State of the Unions like he was watching a football game. He would watch like Obama say shit and be like, "You fucking liar." He'd be drinking and he'd be like, yeah, "Look at this asshole lying."
That's
now
funny.
He watches Trump stuff and he's like, "I'll tell you what, Shane. Not that bad. You know what I'm saying? He's not that bad. I think he's got the country's best interests in mind."
That's
I'm like,
so
Phil, this guy's a fucking moron. Donald Trump is a fucking psycho. Like, look, I don't care, but like let's be adults about this.
Yeah.
Let's call it like what it is. Donald Trump is not a good person.
He's not.
Not that you need a good person to be a leader.
That's true.
Sometimes it
Genghis
helps.
Genghis Khan?
Genghis was doing great for Mongo.
Kind of do need a sociopath now that I think of it.
If you want to have a good empire.
As soon as you're not a sociopath and they're like, dude, you just bombed us. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
my bad. How many people died? Like 100. You're like, fuck. You're like,
shit.
I quit.
We got to shut the military down.
Yeah, if you're just kind of like, well.
You need a retard running the country. You need an angry, powerful retard.
For sure.
Because that's what you're up against.
I know.
The whole world is led by angry retards.
True.
And if your country is weak, like the only way like Canada can afford to be gay with Trudeau, it's because we have a giant retard.
True.
Like our retard is so fucking powerful that neighboring countries
they can have
like
a lesser, nicer retard.
Right. That's what the Western Europe, you know, that's what they have. They know the fucking sassy daddies. Like if someone touches them, we're going out.
That's if anyone touches any of those countries, we have to bomb them by default.
Yeah,
that's why we got fucked. Europe, dude. Yeah. I'm telling you, England. We revolted halfway through. They're like, you know what, man. Fuck this, whatever. We'll just control them some other way. And then all of a sudden, they're like, now if someone bombs England, America drops a nuke on them or something, we're like, England can be like, hey, guys, you owe us one.
I don't know. I bet if
someone bombed England, we'd have to.
I bet if something happened to some of these countries, Trump is vindictive enough to be like, remember when you called me fat?
Oh,
remember when you guys were calling me fat?
Remember the G20?
Not very funny now.
Say I'm the best.
Deleted.
Imagine you like say I'm the best.
You have to say I'm the best, and then we'll blow them up. Real life, they're like, fucking bitch is a piece of shit. It's like, whoa, dude.
I didn't know they killed her off like that.
Yeah, I believe they killed her.
How is you catch any episodes of the Ocani's?
No, I never watched it.
I didn't
give a fuck about the original one.
I like Roseanne.
You do?
I pretty much like anything my girlfriend watches. My girlfriend, Brittany, loves Roseanne.
Really?
She fucking loves Roseanne, dude. She's like, Roseanne is so... When Nick came, she was like, Roseanne's coming back out. We have to watch it. And I never really caught much of the OG Roseanne.
Wow. You would have never thought in Chicago Roseanne was a big hit.
Dude, great show.
That strengthens Smollett's argument, though.
What?
If there are small pockets in Chicago of people that love Roseanne.
True.
Maybe there were some guys that were like, hey, this is Trump country.
I still believe Smollett's story.
I do, too.
I believe that two Nigerians came and set and tried to hate crime him because they love Trump so much. Because Trump obviously distorted their minds.
Could be.
Yeah.
Or maybe Trump's... Yeah, never mind.
What? Maybe he's what? Nothing.
Yeah, the...
they're going to kick him out?
Kick who out?
Trump. They're just trying to impeach him.
Oh.
How's Phil taking the impeachment?
He's not too excited about it.
Really?
Yeah. Phil's not excited.
See Trump cursed in a tweet?
What?
All caps, bullshit.
Really?
Basically being like, they don't have any... Kind of like they don't have anything better to do. So the do-nothing Dems are wasting their time with bullshit.
Wow.
All caps, dude.
Wow. That's just tough talk, dude.
That's tough for
that's
sure.
That's tough talk. That's the type of politician we need.
Oh, dude.
Somebody who's willing to tweet bullshit.
That's what's up.
I like it.
Me too, dude.
Who do you think's going to fucking shut him up in the fucking race, dude?
I mean, everyone's now putting pictures up of... Nancy Pelosi. That's the funny thing, too. It's like, this is a group of people who are like, I'm never going to be like my parents. And now they're sharing political memes. It's like, so you might not get a chain email with a political meme, but you're now sharing political memes like your parents.
Yes.
You've been fully, you stood at bay back from the whole political thing. We're like, yeah, this is fucked up. And now you're literally... Your parents now.
Yeah, you support a political party.
And you're literally with a bunch of other morons on a digital platform being like, oh, this is a meme of Nancy Pelosi burning down the White House.
Oh, man.
It's like, don't fuck with me, bitch. And everyone's like, oh, that's so fucking rad. I'm like, you guys are fucking losers, dude.
Yeah. It's rough. I mean, I still get, it's so funny, dude. My dad will include me in him and his boys. Dude, him and his boys have sick forwards.
Yeah, bro. There's like 9,000 arrows.
Every single person. You got to scroll like fucking for 3 minutes. You got to scroll. And then it finally gets down to like a picture of Trump. That's like, sorry. That's it. It's like, God damn it, dude. You scrolled the whole way for like a GIF from 3 years ago.
Yeah, man. It makes me laugh so hard to watch people doing that shit.
Oh, I was watching, I think, a game when I was home, and my dad was sitting in his recliner, and he was like, Shane, you got to see this video. You got to see this. And he pulled up Piers Morgan talking about the liberals.
Yeah.
About how they're eating themselves. He's like, how they suck. He held his phone from across the room and played it at the volume as loud as he could go on his phone. It was like, you got to watch this. I was like, I'm not fucking watching that. And just kept watching TV, and he wouldn't put it down.
While he held it up to you?
Held it up across the room, a cell phone video. Oh. Across the living room, just like, you got to watch this. You're not going to believe this. Piers Morgan, I think he's with you, Shane. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Dad. Dad, Piers Morgan's not on my side.
I'm fucking woke. Shut up.
Yeah, Bill Maher stepped up, dude.
Bill Maher's he's doing the right thing.
Dude, I'm telling you, Bill Maher just encapsulated the message of the podcast for the last 3 years, and everyone's like, "Woo!" I'm like, "Wow, dude, must be nice, Bill Maher.
Yeah,
have
must
us
be
do
nice.
All the heavy fucking lifting.
Did all the heavy lifting that whole time.
Everyone's just listening to the cast and juicing us like a fucking lemon, dude.
Damn.
How about it?
Tip of the spear type.
How
stuff.
How about the fact our fucking smoke signal rogues caught it, spit it back something out, back out to us?
Oh yeah,
sent us a little smoke signal,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, we're talking about how this. This new liberalism's the new religion. The new fucking listen to what we say, do what we do type
that's
thing.
It's a little podcast sonar, dude.
That is. We picked it up loud and clear, Mr. Rogan.
Yeah, we got you, dude.
Thank you so much, St. Rogies.
We are fully available, dude, to go.
St. Rogies, please save us, dude. Please, Rogies.
We are full. We got
we're
your
here,
message.
Loud and clear.
And we do agree to come on as soon as possible. We know what you're doing.
Yeah, we hear you.
We're like dolphins, dude.
Uh huh.
People definitely... don't think we can hear. We can, dude. Underwater, you can hear so long. You ever fart in the pool?
Oh, for sure.
It's one of my favorite things, dude. Someone's on the other side of the pool, you'd be like, go underwater. You can fart across the pool. It's so fucking funny. Hold on. You guys keep talking. I'm going to go fight my dad and make him pause.
Make him pause. It. I'm going to pause too. I got to blow my nose.
All right.
We're back.
All right. We're back. The only way we could pause the game is if we brought Phil Gillis down here for an interview right now. This is the 3-on-1 exclusive.
I don't know what you want me to say. Let's go. Give me the interview.
All right, Matt.
Start it off.
You got to ask him questions. I can't.
You fired off. It's your dad. Fire it off.
You asked me.
Yeah.
Holding the mic.
What are you drinking right there?
This is a Bloody Mary.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, tailgate ran a little late. Kickoff started. I didn't get it quite finished.
The Irish are looking good so far, though.
So far, yeah. They got down to about the 8-yard line when I was forced to pause the video. So here I am. We're going to wrap this up real soon. Get back up.
Oh, here you go. Here's a good question. How do you think your president is doing? What type of job do you think the president of the United States is doing right now?
I think he's doing an excellent job. And I would be surprised if anyone differed with that viewpoint. He is doing things that other presidents that didn't have the nuts to do, he is doing. Okay? It's not always popular with most of the people in the United States, but
hey, why do you talk like him? Why do you talk exactly like him?
Have you ever caught Shane like humping his pillows or anything like that? What?
Hey, Matt.
What?
We said none of that stuff.
None of that stuff, Matt. You fucking
that's off limits.
That's
off limits.
That's gay talk.
I was specifically told those questions were not going to be asked.
That's right.
So I remember the press, dude. There's no all limits for me.
Although there was one time when I came down here and I picked something up outside the bed, and it was a little heavy tissue action, and Shane didn't have the sniffles. So
what the fuck?
You're dropping big loads in tissues. Ew. It was heavy. It was heavy.
Give me this guy.
It was heavy.
What are you saying there, Phil?
Well, I'm not quite certain.
All right, you want to talk about your fucking... Here, hold into the mic.
You picked up some
concrete
tissues.
You want to talk about your cum jeans at the laser tag?
I have no idea what that means.
You don't know what that means? You remember that.
No, I don't.
When we took the kids to play laser tag.
No, that wasn't. I have to explain. I had prostate surgery. And
so what's in the prostate?
It's called incontinence. All right, so there
you
is come
all
little,
willy nilly.
No, you know there is none of that stuff. Just once in a while, you can't control, you know, when the starting and the stopping when you have to urinate. That's all.
So all right, back to President Trump.
It just happened to be a very sensitive strobe or whatever.
Blacklight.
Blacklight.
Picked up pee stains.
Believe me.
All right.
Blacklights are turned up way too high.
Yeah, too high, and they picked up Phil's.
Picked up pee stains.
They were. True.
No problem.
They were.
I'd be more of a dotted. They would get me in a lot of dotted pee stains.
Yeah. You try not to breathe so heavy into the mic.
Continue. Let's go. I think you all should get a rebate for this podcast.
A rebate?
Yeah, rebate.
Oh, the customer.
The customers.
This is free.
It is free. Good.
This is free.
Good.
All right.
Let's send it to China.
All right. How much do you love Trump right now?
He's good. I just don't like the way he acts on the social media and his texting and whatever else he does.
What about before he became president? Wouldn't you have called him he was like a punk douche?
Yes, he was.
And now what?
I didn't care about him then. I care
now
about
you
him
care
now.
About, now you care about him.
Yeah.
Would you lay your life down for Trump? If there was a shooter between you and Trump, would you jump in front of the bullet for the president?
Yes, I would.
You would die for President Trump?
I would.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'd die for any president, even Obama.
Even Obama. What is that?
Even Carter. Even Clinton.
You would die for...
And I didn't like those guys, but I would do it for the country.
Even Clinton, after what he's done to those kids at Epstein Island?
I don't know exactly what was revealed there. Okay?
He was there 37 times, I think.
37?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did it take him that many times?
Because it was awesome.
It was the best island ever? I don't know. Probably because it was like you at laser tag.
It was Disney World for the elites.
Yeah, it was Disney World, dude.
Really?
keep going. You're doing great, man.
No, I know.
This is your broadcasting debut, isn't it?
Sure.
How old are you?
63.
63. You're making your debut on the mic.
That's it.
You always wanted to do this, didn't you?
I did. Wow. I should have been a stand-up comedian, but I had a family at a young age, and I couldn't, like, screw around and just waste people's time living in a hallway in New York City with cats and rats.
Okay. Until your wife just dumped open a ceiling.
I don't want to hear that. This interview's going to be done.
No, no, no.
Walk
we're
off.
Not done yet. We're not done yet.
You're ugly?
I'm ugly?
That's what Trump would say.
Trump would have called me ugly.
Yes.
You're going to break that fucking chair.
No, I'm not.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Nothing. I'm just happy. So you don't like President Barack Obama?
I never have.
And you
but
do
I
like
still
Donald
rooted
Trump.
For him. I wanted him to be a very good president, of which he
I thought he did all right. I thought he did okay.
He didn't do anything. He lowered his handicap in golf. He vacationed all the time.
All right, so you're going to use that argument? Isn't that what Trump? Trump golfs all the fucking time.
Yeah, but guess what? He owns a golf course. All right?
That's a good argument.
Thanks. What the hell? He should ski if he owns a ski mountain. I don't care. Yeah. Trump works harder than any president we've had as far as I can ever been around. He constantly works. You look at him on Sundays. He's in a suit coming off a plane. He's working. Constantly he's working. He works hard. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He
Do
doesn't
you drink?
Swear. Once in a while. I'm not president.
He doesn't swear?
I don't believe he does.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't want you to have a heart attack, man.
Don't worry.
Just keep it easy. It's easy. It's nice and calm.
It is.
I love that you die for the president.
That's awesome.
I'm just saying how we need we don't have any civic mind we don't have any civic mindedness anymore.
Yeah, we've lost that. The younger generation.
You didn't do shit. What did you do?
What do you mean? What
you weren't
I
in
do?
The you were a draft dodger.
What dodger?
You went to Canada. You went to Canada during Vietnam.
Yeah. I went to Clarion. I didn't go to Canada. I thought I was in Canada when I got there.
Why?
Because it was 4 hours away and it was not far from Lake Erie. I didn't know it was that close. It snowed constantly. Freezing. It was terrible.
True that, yeah. It's a shame, though. We've lost the civic mind.
Yeah, not a lot
man.
Of tough guys anymore.
I know. We got to get it back. I'm trying to bring it back single-handedly.
Matt's pretty tough. He's tough as nails.
Well, it looks like it.
I'm trying to take a bullet.
You like him?
I do.
You like McCusker?
Yeah.
Chris asked, what type of Civil War soldier do you think he'd be?
I think I would be like a sharpshooter.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, get the green jacket up there. You think you would be a sharpshooter?
Yeah,
have you ever fired a gun once?
Yes. I shot 13 deer.
Damn.
That's not true.
Buck. Buck.
That's not true.
Have you shot a gun?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You never shot a...
They would run at me with self-defense twice. I put my hands up, threw the rifle down, they still came. No, I did. I shot 13. I used to go deer hunting.
Nice.
Yep.
Got some five-pointers.
Well, I don't know where the racks are. I think Joan has them hidden somewhere.
No, the racks are gone. It's just high school girls basketball racks.
Oh, my God.
That was after he killed a deer.
Did we talk about that?
All these state championships?
Yeah.
Let's not.
How many state championships you got?
Four.
We shouldn't bring them up. We shouldn't bring up the state championships.
Why?
Just because he'll get fired for being on this podcast.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
That yeah. was in Rhode not? Island.
Yeah, this is live from Rhode Island.
All right. I got to run.
Don't unpause that game.
I have to.
No, you got to wait five more. We got to give the people a little. Where are we at time-wise?
59 minutes.
All right, give us two more minutes, Phil.
It's free, for crying out loud. No one's
exactly.
listening anyhow.
No, a lot of people are, and they all fucking complain. Phil, do you have any words for the haters out there? They're saying mean things
about
me.
What would you say
me?
To someone saying something mean to a free
Some guy called Chris
online.
A dwarf today.
Really?
Yeah, he DM'd me and called Chris a dwarf. A dwarf.
Where? When you were at Gettysburg?
Yeah, I took a picture of him at Gettysburg, and somebody just commented on it. You would have been a tall soldier at Gettysburg.
Well,
Phil, you would have been a fucking giant. You would have got shot right away.
I got shot. I would have had that Red Cross on, going out and just...
You would have been helping people.
Medic! That's what I would have done.
I said, would you please address our haters?
Well, I don't know who's hating, but I can certainly understand it. Okay? There are some areas of this podcast that I don't like. Like I'm trying to give it a little jolt because it's the listenership has been lacking considerably. If it's not for some of the people that Shane knows, I don't want to name names because I don't want to embarrass you. Anyhow, we need to step it up.
The podcast needs to do better?
Yeah, it does. It needs to be
better.
I
asked you to address the haters. All you did was talk shit on us.
No, I can understand the haters. I'm sort of one of them.
Well, Phil, I'll tell you what, man. It's been a real honor having you on here. You were on our first episode.
I know.
You were the very first person.
What do you mean I was on the first episode?
You called in and gave us a good racist Trump joke.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You said, and we bleeped it out because we didn't want to get you in trouble, but you're here now, so who gives a fuck?
Okay.
You said, remember that joke you had about Trump and Obama? You came up with this, and it was bad.
Don't recall.
I think it was good.
No, it was, because Trump hadn't even been, he hadn't won the election. Right. He won the election, he hadn't taken, so Obama's in the office playing golf, he's putting on the carpet. Trump comes in, and he's, you know, the small talk. And Obama's like, yeah, I like golf. And Trump's like, oh, man, I own a couple courses. He's like, I understand that. Do you mind if I play on some of those? And Trump looks at him and says, I mean, you can play the front nine, but you got to caddy the back half.
Oh, my God.
That was your joke.
That was my joke?
Yeah, what? It was a joke about him being half black.
I understand.
It was a bad joke.
If I made the joke up, I understand.
It was a bad joke. Yeah, it was so bad we bleeped it out the first time.
Well, guess what? Now that you've reacquainted me with that joke, I'm going to tell it again.
No, don't.
No,
don't tell it again. No.
It's a good joke.
Okay.
Yeah, you can feel that, right? You can feel when it sucks and there's nothing, it's when leaving. There's dead. All right. Okay. Why don't you head upstairs? We're going to rewind it to the kickoff. I'm going to watch that opening drive again. Come on, man.
All right, let's go.
Please.
Wrap this up. We're going to start.
All right, we'll end it here. Thanks for coming down, Phil. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well,